You're listening to the Discovery Health Puppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals. This podcast series is designed to empower doctors and allied healthcare professionals to truly understand the Protection of Personal Information Act, a groundbreaking piece of legislation that fundamentally changes the way in which healthcare businesses deal with patient information. Each episode of this podcast series answers a burning question around reaching Puppy Act compliance.
Hi. I'm Larry Borowitz, the Deputy Information Officer of Discovery Health and host of the Discovery Health Poppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals series. Discovery Health has created this podcast series to support healthcare practitioners to ensure they are ready for the Poppy Act when it will be fully enforceable on the 1st of July 2021. Poppy stands for Protection of Personal Information, and PAPIA stands for Protection of Personal Information Act. These terms are often used interchangeably. So what is the short history of PAPIA? In November 2013, the then president signed the Poppy Act into law. It then took a number of years for an information regulator to be appointed. The role of the information regulator is to ensure the act can be properly enforced within the country. Once the information regulator had been appointed at the end of 2016, she then drafted regulations which required public comment and feedback. Over the next number of years, this feedback was received. And on the 1st of July 2020, the President determined that almost all sections of the Act would come into effect within a 12-month window and that full compliance would then be required. So we've then had 12 months to prepare ourselves for the Poppy Act to be fully effective and enforceable. And the 1st of July 2021 is the date when the regulator will start monitoring compliance with the Act in South Africa.
You've been listening to the Discovery Health Poppy Act podcast for healthcare professionals. Be sure to look out for the other episodes in this podcast series.